Situated in southwest Alaska, Lake Iliamna is renowned for its pure water, freshwater seals, and fish. Now it is the center of one of the most contentious debates in Alaska. The proposed pebble mine would sit 17 miles north of the lake. It would tap into large deposits of copper, gold, and molybdenum, and it would operate at the headwaters of the largest sockeye salmon run in the world. For some, this spells disaster for that habitat and residents' traditional way of life. But others say it is a chance at renewed economic vitality.
So when it comes to submitting comments, there are several ways to submit comments in the EIS. The first is to testify today, and you are not limited.
In Kakanak, around 50 people attended the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers public hearing on the mine, but far fewer people testified. Marlene Nielsen was one of those who spoke in support of the proposal.
What do we have here? The village council that only has 5-6 jobs, the school that only has maybe 2 or 3 aides, and the store maybe 2. That's not very much economy here. We need something going here for our kids, but we also need to make sure it's safe.
Across the lake in Iliamna, Chastity Anilan shared those concerns. She has worked as an operations coordinator for the Pebble Project for the past 10 years.
So I've lived in Iliamna all my life. I have a daughter, and you know, I choose to live here. This is my home. This is where I want to be. And I am able to live here because I have a job.
She said that job allowed her to build a house and take care of her family. But she acknowledged that the issue is complicated.
I'm just as afraid as everybody else, but I'm also willing to see the process work. And if they can prove that it can be done safe, I feel like it's important for people in our lake area to have jobs. You know, there's been so many people that have left our communities because there's no opportunities here. And when somebody has a job and they're able to come to work and they have pride, it shows, you can tell.
Those sentiments were echoed at the meeting that evening in New Halen, where the overwhelming message was that community members were struggling to find jobs. A major argument against the development is its threat to Bristol Bay's commercial fisheries. But around the lake, a high unemployment rate and a low number of locally owned fishing permits means the financial incentive of the mine often outweighs ecological risks to the fishery. New Halen tribal president Henry Olympic is a commercial fisherman, but he said that in addition to fishing, he needed to work full-time to support his family.
Me being a fisherman from New Halen, we don't get that luxury of getting that help from BVDC or just being in the CDQ.
For some, Pebble provides an answer to economic stalemate, but for others, the potential for damage is unacceptable. The hearing in Igiagig featured mainly anti-Pebble testimony. Those opposed to the mine cited threats to subsistence activities and their way of life. That included Cheryl Wassily, who stressed the need to prioritize traditional values.
It's not just about salmon or the abundance of wild animals, but us as people. We are a resource. We belong here and we matter. I want our culture and traditions to be passed down to future generations. If Pebble goes through, it would further push our traditions and culture aside during a time when we are trying to revitalize what was taken from us before.
I think I heard about it first when I was 16. I'm 26, so like 10 years ago.
Alicia Zakhar is a social services worker in Igiagig. She has lived in the area her whole life. The day after the hearing, she drove around town with one of the kids she babysits in tow. Zakhar is against the mine. She says that even if it provides jobs in the short term, when the mine closes, those jobs will disappear. Still, she can understand why some people support it.
So my dad is on the fence about it. Like, he likes the idea of getting money and getting jobs. But he also is a hunter and a fisher.
Zakhar's family lives directly by the mouth of the Krijek River, which feeds into the lake. Walking down to the beach, she points to her family's subsistence site, directly in front of the house where she grew up.
Our subsistence, well, my parents' subsistence net goes, see that red blotch over there? It goes a little bit further than that. Mm-hmm. And then we cut fish right below my parents' house right there.
Zakhar wants to raise a family in Igiagig. She says the economic gains from the mine wouldn't be worth endangering their way of life.
People that haven't been here are probably going to pick like Pearl Pebble because they haven't seen like how beautiful it is and what's at risk.
Throughout the hearings, people across the spectrum expressed the desire to create and maintain communities for their families to live and work. The role Pebble will play is yet to be determined. The public comment period on the draft EIS ends on May 30th. There are four hearings left. The next is scheduled for April 8th in Nundalton. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.